it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Tonight, the Orioles in Tampa Bay, game two of a three-game series. They've had wet weather the entire day, but at the moment, it is not raining. The tarp is covering the infield. Now, underneath tarp, the field has been prepared. And so tonight, we're hoping for an on-time start. Last night, the Orioles were down 3-1, and they came back to win that ballgame 6-3. After the game, Buck Showalter called it one of the biggest wins so far this season. Why? Well, we're going to find out on the manager's report. We'll have the skipper, Buck Showalter, right after this.
Rock Abatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's manager's report. And Buck, who knows, by the end of the year, we may look at last night as just one of the games, one of the wins out of however many. But how impressed were you with those conditions, everything else, the challenges, to come back and win a game like that?
That's one of those real proud moments. And so if I was an Orioles fan, I'm going, boy, you know, we might have a pretty good ball club this year. Because I tell you, especially after the emotion of the weekend, not that Tampa Bay doesn't, but it's Monday, you know you're not going to have many people here because of the weather and the, you know, the time of year, and it's cold, it's windy, it's just a sheet of rain most of the night. And our guys figured out a way to win that ball game. You know, obviously the key of the game for me was Nuno's outing, but or we don't have an opportunity. But that's one of those real proud moments. You're coming off the field there, and you're looking at our guys. I go, you know, that's pretty impressive.
The bullpen, 5 2/3 scoreless. How important has this unit been to this fast start you guys are off to?
Well, obviously, it's been big, but you know, I know it's got a lot of people scratching their head about you know, our record compared to what the statistics show we should be doing. But that's kind of, but a lot of it's got to do with the bullpen. And you know, I tell you, if you put these guys in the right situations, you're going to like the returns.
Adam Jones got his 1,500th career hit, and then 1,501 with the home run. How impressive is that milestone, and does that just kind of scratch the surface of things that you respect about Adam?
It just scratches the surface because you look at I'm watching him right before the game. This guy's so engaged in the competition, and very quietly he has really been solid defensively. I mean, just always engaged in the competition. It's one of the things that Leland told me after the WBC, that how impressed he was with Adam, how much he wants to win, and just being ready. Watching him perform last night in that environment, just kind of a reminder of how lucky we are to have him.
Rock Abatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's manager's report. Buck, a roster move today. Paul Fry comes up. Stephon Crichton goes down to Norfolk. What prompted the move, and what are the reports on Fry?
Well, we just, you know, we need, with Nuno out, a left-hander. I'm not comfortable with Keno pitching out of the pen yet with only 2 days off after 90-something pitches. And every game's an important game. You know, we're going to put our best foot forward and continue to maneuver around to make sure that we cover the pieces. And, you know, Stephon made a good step. He's on the map, got on the roster. He's going to – I think we'll see him again. It's, you know, his first time up here. He'll go back and learn from it, and I think we'll see him return at some point. He's got too good of stuff, and he's just got to get back to the command that he's capable of having. Once he does that, then, you know, this will come easy to him.
What does Fry bring to the table?
Really good. If you look at him statistically, good left-handed, 24 options, ability to get left-handed hitters out and defend himself against right-handers, plus slider. We'll see. First time up here, but another opportunity for us to get our arms around some guys that we could or couldn't depend on as we go down the road.
Joey Rickard played in his first rehab game, Delmarva, 1-for-4, run scored. How are the reports on him, and what's next?
I was talking to Ryan Miner, our manager down there. Joey felt good. He's going to end the lineup tonight. Looks like they're going to be able to get that game in there. There's a 10:35 game tomorrow morning. We're trying to decide whether he'll play in that or play in Potomac at 7 o'clock, but we'd like for him to get through these two more games, and then he'll probably be a player for us on Friday if we choose to bring him here as opposed to option him to AAA.
And everything good still with Chris Tillman and Zach Britton?
Tilly had a real good work day today, really turned it loose. Roger was impressed. He'll pitch in Potomac on Thursday, and then we'll make a decision whether that's his last outing or not. Britton felt good after the throwing yesterday. He'll take a full work day tomorrow and then hopefully make some plans to have him go out.
Thank you, Buck. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Yeah, big win last night, and playing the major role in that victory last night was the left-hander, Vidal Nuno.
So everybody be moving here, 3-2 with two down. And the pitch, it is a called strike three. The ball dropped and thrown to first base to get Kiermaier. Castillo, an alert play. And Nuno gets the Orioles out of a big, big jam. So he gets the out. Back-to-back Ks by Nuno. And the Rays settle for a couple, and they leave the bases loaded.
Yeah, Vidal Nuño, outstanding. 2 2/3 innings, no runs, allowed just 3 hits, and he had 3 strikeouts, played a major role. And he and Jim Hunter, before the game today, they got together. You're going to hear that conversation in a moment on the Orioles Radio Net.
Well, another overcast day. Rained all afternoon, but right now no rain. The grounds crew putting the tarp away, and it looks like we are headed for a close-to-on-time start. Vidal Nuño, big in the game last night. We'll chat with him when we come back on the Orioles Radio Network.
Orioles and Rays back at it tonight. Middle game of 3 after the Orioles come from behind win last night. And one of the stars of the game last night was Vidal Nuño, who came on in the 4th inning. Rays already had a 3-1 lead. Bases loaded, 1 down. And Vidal, you got back-to-back strikeouts. Now, as I look at your role, I think you have the most difficult role in the bullpen, in the sense you never know when you're going to pitch. Do you feel that way?
Actually, no. It's just coming in every day, just getting my routine in, and how the game dictates is just for me to get ready and be prepared and watching film on these guys. So it's just nothing new. I've been doing it for years now. So it's just having that mental game and being ready. That's the key. So
not having a routine schedule like the back end of the bullpen relievers do, that doesn't seem to bother you. You're ready whenever you're needed.
Yes, I have a sweet routine that helped me all last year and kept me off the DL and kept me healthy. So I'm just doing the same thing as I've been doing, and it's been helping me so far, and helping me with Roger and Mills with their scouting reports on these hitters. Been really, really on point on how we attack guys.
Well, you were the difference in the game last night. When you come in, one base hit, who knows what might happen, and you get back-to-back strikeouts. Now, obviously, that's preferred, because if they don't put the ball in play, nothing can happen. But do you realistically go in there thinking, I need to strike these guys out?
Well, I wasn't trying to. When I try to excel and try to overthrow, it could leak over the plate. But if I'm in command of my stride and my arm slot, I could do anything that I want with the ball. So that's why I came in and try to do what I'm capable of doing, and throwing strikes and hitting the corners and making the change in speed. So that really helped.
You seem to be very calm on the mound, and I also have perceived that as I watch you pitch, you don't mind getting deep in counts. You seem to have that confidence that when you need to make a pitch, you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, early on in my career, I was just getting in trouble throwing too many strikes and being a AL East and everything. It's just I had to learn that how to work the count and not making strike pitches that they could hit and do damage with. So it's just over time is learning experience and everything that I'm excelling in and exceeding to it. So
you know, that's a good way to put it, because there are pitcher strikes and there are hitter strikes, and you have to try to avoid the happy zone so the hitter likes that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was just my first couple of outings. It was like that. It was just trying to do too much and try to overstride and pretty much just trying to make a name. But it was just over time, just take everything slow the game down and make my pitches, and that's what I've been doing the past couple outings that helped me out. So
what has this transition been like for you, coming to a new team? You knew it was a contending team when you got here, and you're joining the best bullpen in the American League. Was it easy to fit in? Did it take some time?
It's amazing to see how these guys do their works day in, day out, past years to name one of the best. So I'm just coming in here, just watching them. We have a good bond and everything. And like I said, Roger and Mel's been doing a great job with us.
It's been an incredible run in the last 7 games combined, so it's a week worth of games. The bullpen's allowed only 2 runs, and all of a sudden the bullpen is pitching like everybody expected. Do you see it coming together?
Oh, yeah, every day we're trying to come in and shut the back end of the games and everything, and that's crucial to be on top and to go in the postseason. So we're just working day by day and don't overthink on things that we try to do sometimes. So But it's exciting to see us and see how we've been successful so far. So we're just trying to get at it every day and try to be perfect as possible.
And as we saw again last night, if the bullpen does its job, even if the team is trailing, keep the game as is. The firepower of this team's hitting can come back, and it showed last night. Three home runs later, the Orioles had a win in large part because of what you did.
Yeah, it's amazing how these hitters, and it is a small ballpark, so if the game's in reach, and these hitters are on fire, or that inning that they get their swing on and everything, it could be like how we seen yesterday, some firepower out there that you could see some launching balls. So it's amazing to see them to do that.
And as far as your role in the pen, you pitched an inning and a third Sunday, and then you come right back last night and go 2 2/3 more. So obviously you have one of those arms that recovers quickly, and maybe with the extra work you're even sharper.
Past couple of years is I got grown to being I have a rubber arm and doing my treatments and doing everything that needs to be ready for that day. So, but yeah, it's just all about conditioning, the stamina, and all that stuff to be prepared every day.
Well, congratulations on a great outing last night. Appreciate the visit.
No doubt. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, Vidal Nuño was outstanding last night. Not only did he get out of that bases-loaded jam and did not allow an inherited runner to score, but he gave the Orioles 2 2/3 innings. That allowed Michael Givens to come on. Givens eventually got the win, and Brad Brock picked up the save as the Orioles won the opener of this series. Now, it appears that the Tampa Bay Rays have changed their starting pitcher. Erasmo Ramirez was to start, but we see Austin Pruitt, a right-hander, getting loose in the Rays' bullpen, so a different pitcher for Tampa Bay tonight. O's and Rays from Camden Yards. Stay tuned now for Orioles baseball.
And hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel and Jim Hunter back at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. In the loss column tonight, Jim, I'll tell you what, the pitching tonight for the Orioles was good enough, but the Tampa Bay pitching was even better. Because the Orioles offensively, the entire game, had just two hits in the entire ballgame. They had only three at-bats with a runner in scoring position. And at one time, the Tampa Bay pitching staff retired 17 in a row and 22 out of 23. That's a tough night. Good pitching by the opponents.
Well, it's going to be interesting to hear Buck Showalter's post-game comments because the scheduled starter, Erasmo Ramirez, did not go to the bullpen to warm up. Austin Pruitt instead went. Apparently there was a rain room meeting at about 6:30, and it looked as if the earliest the rain would get here that could delay the game would be 8:30. And the Rays went back to their clubhouse, and apparently the decision was made by the manager, and that, of course, is Kevin Cash, that he wasn't going to risk losing Erasmo Ramirez if the rain came sooner. And we're not sure when or how the Orioles found out. Because apparently the Rays PR department didn't tell, or the Orioles PR department, so we'll have to see. But that being said, the Orioles certainly could have done a better job in their at-bats against the bullpen. They never saw Pruitt before. They've seen Farquhar. They've seen Diaz a little bit. They've seen Whitley, and they've seen Colome. They just had one of those nights where nobody could get it going, and as a result, they were held down and shut out.
Meanwhile, Wade Miley, he came up with a quality start. He goes seven innings. Gives up two runs. He allowed just four hits. Had eight strikeouts. But all of those bases on balls. He walked six. Now, again, he was squeezed, I thought, bit by the home plate umpire. So he didn't get several calls. I'm sure he felt he should have gotten. It just didn't happen. But when you're walking people like that, he walked six. Two of them scored. And that was the difference in the game.
Yeah, he survived two walks in the first inning. In that inning, they came with two outs and nobody on, and then he got Ricky Weeks on a fly ball to deep center field. But in the fourth inning, he walked two with only one down, and then Kevin Cash actually, and you mentioned it on the air, a pretty good strategy. Tim Beckham had been struggling hitting with men on base and men in scoring positions, so Ricky Weeks, the lead runner, took off for third, and Beckham, to protect him, swung at the pitch and hit a solid line drive to center field to drive in Weeks. On the play, Logan Morrison, who was the runner at first base, made it all the way to third, and he scored on a sac fly. So manufacturing a couple of runs there, but taking advantage of the walks. That's how Tampa Bay got the runners on. Miley was able somehow to keep the Orioles in the game, but it's too bad that the two runs he allowed, both men got on via that walk.
That was two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. At that time, the Orioles, 17 consecutive Orioles had been retired. We mentioned 22 out of 23. But then Chris Davis came up to hit. He walked to keep the game alive and gave Mark Trumbo a chance to be a ninth inning hero. It didn't work out. Trumbo right now, Jim, looks like, let's just say he is searching and searching for something, anything to get him going.
Yeah, another 0 for 4 tonight. He struck out two more times, and Mark is now 0 for his last 18.
Ouch.
He's now gone 69 at-bats without a home run.
Ouch.
And he's gone 50 at-bats without an RBI. So he is without a doubt struggling. And you could see the frustration with Mark as he comes away from an at-bat in which he doesn't get a hit to break out of it. It's really playing on his mind right now. And as Buck Showalter mentioned yesterday, he is a very tough self-evaluator. So he really takes it to heart when he feels like he should be doing better to help his team. And right now it's just not happening. You know it's going to turn around. He's too good of a hitter. His track record is too good, too extensive. But right now it's just not getting done for him.
And then there's Manny Machado. He came in with a batting average of 197. Now, tonight he was 0 for 3 with a base on balls. But I'll tell you what, Manny, twice tonight, Jim, hit the daylights out of the baseball right at people. So at least he's hitting the ball hard.
Yeah, and that's a good sign. I mean, sometimes when these hitters look to break out of it, they look to go the other way. But Manny tonight, those two balls that he hit just as easily could have been base hits. He hit the line drive that was at the shortstop Beckham that he caught about torso high, so a couple of feet higher, it's over his head for a base hit. And that ground ball in the ninth inning was blistered, but he hit it right at Longoria. And
That was a one-hopper.
Absolutely. That ball was smoked. So Manny, you know, he went 0 for 3 last night after hitting in five straight games. But now in the homestand, he is just 4 for 19. And when several of the main run producers that you count on are going cool at the same time, it's tough to score runs. And, you know, you're not going to win very many games, Joe, when you get two hits.
And here's one of those situations where, hey, it's a three-game series. You win the first game, you get beat in the second game. Now, if you had won the second game, then you get greedy. You say, hey, we got to sweep these guys. If you lose the second game, now if you ask Buck Showalter about winning a series, well, yeah, that would put a smile on his face. Oh. That's the idea, win the series.
Yeah, absolutely. And this will be the second rubber game on the short season. And the way that it happened in Cincinnati is exactly what you just described. The Reds won the first game, and the Orioles had to come back and win the last two. So now each team gets a win in the first two games, and the Orioles look to bounce back.
And tomorrow night, Dylan Bundy will try and run his record to 4-1. Bundy these days is a must-see starting pitcher. So come on down. We got room for you. Well, Miley began the game with two outs, but then he walked Longoria, and then he walked Brad Miller. So there were two aboard when Ricky Weeks came up to hit, and those walks, well, Miley almost paid the price. And the 1-0 pitch. Fly ball into center. Pretty well hit. Adam Jones backing up at the wall. He's going to make a mini jump and make the catch. My goodness. Adam Jones stayed with it, got to the back of the warning track. He took a couple of looks and then got in position and made the catch to get that third out. So they do leave two. And Miley almost paid the price for a couple of walks. Almost, but did not. Stayed nothing-nothing. Now, the Orioles had a chance to take the lead in the second inning with one out, bases empty. Hansu Kim was hit by a pitch. And then Scope would double off the bag at third base. So the Orioles had runners on second and third with only one out. But J.J. came up. He bounced to short. And then Caleb Joseph came up with a chance to end his RBI drought. The count 2-2, and here comes the pitch. Got him looking. Strike three called. Off-speed pitch that catches the outside corner. Looks like it catches Caleb by surprise. Has a couple of words with the umpire. So Caleb is going to have to wait a little bit longer to pick up that RBI. It's only a matter of time. Now, in the fourth inning, that's when Tampa Bay scored a couple of runs, and as it turned out, that was enough. One out, bases empty. Weeks, well, Miley walked him. And then Morrison, well, Miley walked him, too. And then Beckham, who had been 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position so far this year, well, they put on a hit and run.
No score. Tampa Bay threatening here in the fourth. Back-to-back walks with one down. Weeks takes off. The pitch is swung on, and a base hit to center field. Tampa Bay's going to get the lead. Morrison makes the turn at second as Weeks scores. And on the base hit with a man in motion, Beckham comes through, and the Rays have a 1-0 lead. So the walks do hurt, as Weeks comes around the score on the RBI single by Tim Beckham.
Yes, sir. Oh, those bases on balls. Well, they weren't done yet. Derek Norris came up to hit, and even though he made an out, he picked up an RBI.
Two balls and one strike on the Rays catcher, Derek Norris. Miley Deal swinging a line drive to right. That hangs for Smith. He'll make the catch. Morrison tags. He's coming to the plate. The throw goes to first, and scoring is Morrison. It's a sac fly and an RBI. And the Rays have a 2-0 lead, and the two walks in this inning have scored.
Now the Orioles here tonight, offensively very quiet. Chris Davis, an infield single in the fourth inning. After that, 17 consecutive Orioles were retired. After that, Davis, infield single. Including in the bottom of the seventh inning, Scope up there to hit two outs, and the base is empty. Rays bullpen tonight got it done. Colome toes the rubber. Chris Davis comes off the bag at second base. Infield backed up all the way with two outs. So is the outfield. And really spread out. Colome at the belt. And delivers 2-2. Trumbo goes down swinging. And the ball game. Got him on a breaking ball. It was down. Trumbo couldn't find it. And the Orioles here tonight in the loss column. Yep. Colome gets a save. Same two teams again tomorrow night. Jim Hunter. He's got Buck Showalter when we continue on the Orioles Radio Network.
Jim Hunter back at Camden Yards. Tampa Bay evens the series as they shut out the Orioles 2-0. The Birds had just two base hits in this game, and they had a couple of walks and one-hit batters, so just five base runners. None scored. They leave five on, and Tampa Bay wins it 2-0. Time to hear from the skipper now. Let's head downstairs. Post-game comments from Buck Showalter.
What's up?
When did you find out about the pitching change for the Rays, and what kind of adjustments does that create?
About, I'd say, 20 minutes before game time. Got a call from Kevin that they were going to start Pruitt. You know, we go over all of them in the advance meeting, so now we have all the information we need.
What was going on with Miley tonight?
Pretty good. Gave us a great chance to win. I was really good. Happy with his performance, just missing on some pitches. He got a lot of, you know, borderline pitches, didn't go his way. Could have had even maybe another inning out of him if those had gone the other way. But he was good, real good. We just didn't do much offensively, obviously.
But what do you think was going on with the bats tonight?
Well, they pitched real well. Made a lot of quality pitches in some really tough conditions. You know, there's a lot of, you know, excuses there if you want to reach for them. We're not going to. Be nice to get outside, you know. Hopefully we can get some work tomorrow and swing the bats better.
But as a manager, does that present a challenge, what they did pitching a game out of the bullpen kind of last minute like that?
Not really. If you come to our advance meeting and the way that we prepare with Ben Worthen and advance guys, you know, we go over every guy in the bullpen, video, repertoire, and they just got them into some places that it's hard, tough to do much with tonight, but you know, we're better than that. But they were really good. You got to tip your hat to them. But you know, it's, I think what people miss is kind of the way the game changes. You're seeing all type of different stuff, and it's not always a starter. It's just so many adjustments that have to be made, and when they're all operating like they were tonight, it's really a challenge.
Talking with Delmarva being rained out, how does that change your plans with Joey?
Talking with Joey and Delmarva, they're gonna he's gonna DH in the first game and play left field in the second game. That's the plan right now, weather permitting. But they look pretty good tomorrow.
Buck, do you feel like O'Day's starting to get back to where he was? That was his fifth scoreless outing.
Yeah, Darren's been good for a while, and with Zach being out, we've had to type of maneuver around, try not to overextend too many guys too much. But, Darren had a couple days off, only a third of an inning, so we were able to extend him a little bit. He should be okay tomorrow.
Are you seeing anything with Trumbo that's obvious, that could be correct?
Well, if we knew exactly, Mark, you know, is a very good student of the game, a student of hitting, and, I trust him. He'll figure it out. I know it's frustrating for him, and, he's not the only one that hasn't been at the level that he spoiled us with. You know, we got some other guys, and you know, somehow pay down the line.
Buck, so with Joey DHing, will two games in the field be
be enough for him on the rehab? Okay.
Yeah. If he gets through that physically well, then you know, he presents himself as an option for us for Friday. No, I haven't talked. You know, Dan may want him to play Thursday. I don't know, but I don't think so. Okay, thank you.
The postgame comments of Buck Showalter as Tampa Bay shuts out the Orioles by the final of 2-0.